主，我感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
每次来到你的面前，我们都觉得你的同在是何等的宝贝。
Each time we come into your presence, indeed how we treasure the preciousness of your presence.
我们的重担，你给我们卸下。
And you have removed our burden.
我们的短缺，你做我们的补满。
And you fill what we lack.
你就是一个心思要把我们领进你的荣耀里。
You only have this one desire that is to lead us into your
glory. 因为你起初造人的时候，你的定义就是这样。
For that is your will when you first created man.
我们向你低头敬拜。
And we bow head and worship you.
我们的祖宗失落。
And even though our forefather fell,
我们也是一样的失落。
Likewise, we fall as well.
但是你把我们挽回。
But you have taken us back.
挽回到一个地步。
And you have restored us to a point.
你叫我们从一个沉闷的人带到一个赞美你的人。
For one who is depressed, you bring us to be one who praises you.
认识你是我们的主，我们的神。
To come to know you as our Lord, our God.
我们要把一切的感谢爱戴归给你。
We do give you all our thanksgiving and adoration.
谢谢主，晚上再次吸引我们到你的话语的光中。
Lord, we thank thee once again this evening. You draw us into the light of your word.
主啊，愿你自己的话照明我们。
Lord, may your own word enlighten us.
叫我们继续走前面的路的时候，我们是非常的安息在你那荣耀的恩典和无限的丰满里。
So that as we continue our path ahead, we would be able to rest fully in your glorious grace and your unlimited mercy.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank thee.
特别求主借着赐恩智慧和启示的灵，领我们进入真理。
We do pray that you will lead us into the truth through the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
也让我们更多的享用生命的丰富。
So that we may more, all the more enjoy the fullness of life.
感谢主。
Lord, we thank thee.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们一直坐下来看的时候，弟兄姊妹已经很清楚看到诗篇150篇里边，他们分成5个段落的那个特别的原因了。
As we continue on with the book of Psalms, very clearly we're able to see that special reason why this book is broken down to 5 volumes.
而我们已经进入了第5卷。
We have already entered into the 5th book.
弟兄姊妹应该非常清楚知道。一进到第五卷的时候，你看到那个主题和那个人物。
Now, brothers and sisters, as we enter into book 5, very clearly we're able to see that theme and the character.
几乎可以说完全变了调。
We can put it this way, that is completely changed tune.
从人物这方面来说
from the person of the character,
从个人进到整体
individually we enter corporately.
你不再看见是个人在神面前怎么来走那条属灵的路。
No longer do we see, is it our individual path before God?
怎么从那个属灵的学习，特别在神所加给他们的难处的里头找到那一个自由的出口。
From the spiritual lesson, from that perspective, not from the difficulty which is laid upon us, how we can find that escape.
从整体来说。
In general, as a whole.
那在当年当然是根据依据以色列是做主题。
Of course, in those days, it would be Israel as the main character.
但是在里面所提到的事情呢，到了第五卷你就看到了。教会暗暗的给带出来的。
Yet in the substance of the matters that are mentioned in book 5, we can see hiddenly that the church is brought about.
不仅是教会暗暗给带出来。
Not only is the church hiddenly revealed,
并且全地一切就受造之物都全都包括在里边。
But in fact, all of creation in this world is included in this manifestation.
所以我们看第五卷的时候，你不住的看到，你们要感谢耶和华。
Therefore, when we continue to see in book 5, praise ye the Lord.
一提到感谢耶和华的时候，你就看到那个应该向神献上感谢的人，那个范围就扩大到整个的被造 是我的范围了。
Therefore, when we see this term "praise you, the Lord," we're able to see the grand scope of those who ought to praise the Lord, which is all creation.
我们上一次读到116篇的时候
，Last time when we read into Psalm 116,
弟兄姊妹很清楚会记得。
And brothers and sisters, you recall very clearly.
应该这个是115篇。
This is
最末了在那里。
At the end of Psalm 115.
死人不能赞美耶和华。
The dead praise not the Lord.
下到直径中的也都不能。
Neither any that go down into silence.
这里有点问题了。
Now there's an issue here.
如果死了的人。
If those who are dead,
他是一个属主的人,
they are one who belong to the Lord.
那他在阴间的时候会不会赞美耶和华呢?
Now in Sheol, would they be able to praise the Lord?
这个我们不必去考虑。
Now, brothers and sisters, we do not need to consider that. Why?
因为在新约的里头我们的主说到拉撒路跟那个一个富翁的那一段那那个比例已经说得很清楚。
In the New Testament, the Lord has given this parable, this story actually of a rich man and Lazarus, and he spoke very clearly.
当然，拉撒路是随便的主讲话的时候所提到的一个人。
Now, of course, Lazarus was one the Lord mentioned when he spoke.
弟兄姊妹不必把他扯到从死里复活的那个拉撒路。
Now, brothers and sisters, we don't have to connect him with Lazarus, the one who was risen from the dead.
那从那个故事里已经看到了。
But from that story, we can see.
属神的人。
Those who belong to God.
他活着在地上的时候是赞美神的。
As we live in this world, we praise God.
就算他的身体停止了活动到了阴间,
and even though our body ceased to live and we're in Sheol,
他仍然和主有交通。
Likewise, we still have fellowship with the Lord.
那因此我们就很清楚地留意到一件事。
Now, therefore, we're able to see very clearly.
到了116篇的时候,
in Psalm 116,
我们特别已经提过,
we especially mentioned,
我要在耶和华面前行活人之路。我因信所以如此说话，我受了极大的困苦，我曾急速地说，人都是撒谎的，我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩？
Now what shall I use to repay the richness of God's grace toward me?
13节就说得很清楚。
And verse 13 there tells us very clearly.
我又举起救恩的杯，称扬耶和华的名，我要在他众民面前向耶和华还我的愿。
Verse 13 and 14, I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people.
接上去那一句话，上个礼拜没时间和弟兄姊妹交通下去。
And the words to follow, we did not have time to share last week.
后来不明弟兄就问我，这句话怎么说的？
So last week a brother asked me, then how do I explain these words to follow?
那时候我说，今天我要和他要怎么先交通这一点，我们才进入117篇。
So I mentioned that we would first share in this portion before we entered into Psalm 117.
上面一直说死人活人。
And previously it says the dead and the living.
那首先第一个问题就是，我们在心思上头把那个死的观念和圣经里边所说到的死的观念该有一点的区别在哪。
So the first issue is when we consider about death in our own concept and the death that is mentioned in the scriptures, we have to have quite a distinction.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当你一摸到那个属灵的实际的时候。
But when we touch the spiritual reality,
你就很清楚知道。
Very clearly we know.
在神的眼中。
In the sight of God.
属神的人 没有一个是死人。
Those who belong to God, none are dead.
属神的人，他在人的眼中好像是一切活着的、能活的那种表现都停止了。
Those who are living before the Lord, before God, it seems as if those who are living have ceased.
但是这个不影响他和神。
Yet this does not hinder the fellowship with God.
在阴间里面，他还是和神可以有交通。
Even if their circumstances are in Sheol, they can still have fellowship with God.
如果按照主说拉撒路的那一个比喻的话呢，不仅是和神有交通，并且还在那里享用神。
If we look at the story of Lazarus, not only do they still have fellowship with God, but in fact, even in that situation, they can still enjoy God.
那就引出现在我们要注意的那一句话了。
So then we have to take note of the verse here.
在耶和华眼中，看圣名之死极其宝贵。
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
你说死了还有什么好宝贵？
Then you might question, if it's death, then what is the preciousness in that?
但是问题不是在死这一个人的概念里边的那个事实。
But the concept of death here is not the general concept man has regarding death.
因为这里所提到的这一个死是人所以为的事实，但是这个事实摆在神的眼中。那神怎么看？
And now, even though death in general in man's concept is dying, but when this is placed in the sight of the Lord, how does he view this?
文字在这里是很清楚。
The words here are very clear.
耶和华看圣名之死极为宝贵。
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
弟兄姊妹们，这一句话又是引起我们有好些的心思伤愁。不容易解决的那问题。
Now, brothers and sisters, perhaps such words will cause us to be troubled in our mind.
但是如果我们能抓牢神的话里面所发表的这一个事实。
But if we're able to take note of the fact that is expressed here in the Word of God,
你就会很清楚地知道为什么圣灵的死在神的眼中看为宝贝。
Very clearly then, we will realize why is it precious is in the sight of the Lord, the death of his saints.
当然正如刚才我已经提了，一个属神的人，他停止了他在地上活着的那些活动或是那个现象呢。
Of course, just as I mentioned, even when one is living and their living activity or the phenomenon of their life seems to end on earth.
在人看来，在神看来，这个人并不如人的感觉一样。
In the sight of God, it is different than in the concept, in the emotion of man viewing death.
为什么？
Why?
我们先来弄清楚这一个点。
Let us first be clear on this point.
你怎么去弄清楚它呢？
How are we to be clear on this point?
那我们就要提出一些问题来。
There are some questions we ask.
从旧约的历史一直到新约的历史里头，有多少殉道的人？
From the Old Testament to the New Testament, how many have been martyred?
恐怕我们数也数不出来。
They are countless.
你也读启示录的时候，你也读到，那是在阴间的人向神说：“神啊，你什么时候才伸我们的冤？”
And even when we read in Revelations, those saints who have been martyred, they cry out to God for vengeance.
你说他们死了没有？
And you question, are they dead? Did they die?
但按人来看，他是死了。
According to man's view, they died.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这个死了的人。
But those,
能维持一个属灵的实际在那里进行的话，你就知道他并不是真的死了。
Yet in our view, those who die, yet they continue to have a spiritual activity, then we realize they have not truly died.
历史上殉道的人，人看来他们都已经把命都交出去了。但是神说他们还是活的。
In history, when we view, man views those who are martyred means they have died, given their life, but in God's sight, they yet live.
他们凭什么说？ 神凭什么说他们还是活的呢？
By what can God claim that they still yet liveth?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在这一句话里头，就给我们看见一个非常非常宝贝的事实。
We're able to see a very, very precious fact.
因为在这一个在人眼中看为死了的圣徒。
That is, in man's view, these saints who have died.
正如主的话说，他们如同睡一觉。
Just as the Lord's word said, they are as if they are asleep.
睡够了，他就醒过了。
So when it's time, they will wake up.
这是什么回事？
What is this about?
这是复活。
This is the matter of resurrection.
那当你一看到复活。
And when we see resurrection,
复活是什么?
What is resurrection?
复活是生命里面那个最特别的那一点。
Resurrection is the most unique point in life.
当然这一点是用在人的身上。
Of course, this point is upon men.
你看他是死了。
You see that they seem to have died.
他不是死。
Yet they have not died.
他是在那里歇下一切的劳苦。
They have ceased from all labor.
等到时候到了。
And due time.
他们都要从阴间活过来。
They will be quickened from Sheol.
被主带进荣耀里。
And they will be brought into glory.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们平常常常会提到
Many times,
圣徒被提的事。
We mention about the saints being caught up.
弟兄姊妹你就知道了。
But brothers and sisters, you know.
圣徒被提这个事情以前发生的一个事情。那个是很关键的。
Now before the saints are caught up, there is a very crucial point that takes place.
那就是复活的问题。
And this is the matter of resurrection.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主在这里就给我们看到。
We see here from the Lord.
为什么看到圣徒的死很宝贝呢？
Why is it in his sight precious are the death of his saints?
不是因为看见他在人间所经历的那个事情。来了一个结束。
It is not in his sight now that the life of those who belong to him has come to an end. And no longer do they suffer.
劳累的不再劳累。
And those who labor no cease to labor.
得不到安息的也安息下来。
And those who do not find rest now have rest.
神看的不是这样。
And that is not what God
views
that.
我们看的大概是这样。
Perhaps in our view that may be the case.
神看的不是这个。
But that's not what God looks upon.
他看到某某人他现在睡了。
He will see so-and-so now is asleep.
到一天他们要起来。
One day they shall awake.
起来做什么?
Awake to what?
进到荣耀里。
To enter into glory.
那弟兄姊妹当我们抓到这一个事实的时候。
Now brothers and sisters, when we grab hold of this point,
我们就会看到为什么神说圣徒之死在他的眼中看为极为宝贵。
Then we'll begin to understand why is it the Lord will say very precious in the sight of him is the death of his saints.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
就是因为复活的这一件事情。
It is because of this very point of resurrection.
要叫属神的人。
So those who belong to God.
现在我们在新约里头的人就是说一切属基督的人。
In the New Testament, we would say all those who belong to Christ.
都是活在这一个复活的指望里。
And all live under the hope of this resurrection.
那么当死人复活的事情显出来的时候。
And when the resurrection of the dead is manifested.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
圣徒被提的事情就显出来了。
Then the saints being caught up, will be manifested.
所有属主的人都到空中与主相遇了。
And all those who belong to the Lord shall meet him in the air.
在与主相遇了以后，就与主一同降到地上。
And after we meet him in the air, we shall descend all together with him.
那是国度的开始。
And that is the beginning of the kingdom.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当你看到国度的开始的时候。
When we see the beginning of the kingdom.
你不能忘记一件事情。
We cannot neglect this.
在旧约的时候人看国度是终点。
That is, in the Old Testament, man views the kingdom as the end.
但是你特别注意的话呢怎么可能是终点?
But if we take special note, how can that be the end?
因为地上的国度有时间性。
Because the kingdom in this world on earth
时间满足的时候还有没有国度?
Limited by time. After that time comes to an end, is there still the kingdom? We thank the Lord.
主给我们看。
The Lord shows us.
不是说在新约的时候给我们看。
That is not in the New Testament that he shows us.
是在 诗篇的时候，当神启示这个事实的时候，就把这点很清楚地点出来。
That is, even in the Psalms, when the Lord revealed unto us this particular point, He already made this known.
因为国度完是有结束的时间。
Because yes, there is a time limit to the kingdom.
但是国度的结束就带进新天新地的。
But even the end of the kingdom actually will be the beginning of the new heaven and new earth.
主的话说了,
and this is
直到永远的,
spoken in the word of the Lord forevermore.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
因此, 弟兄姊妹, 你就看到,
so, brothers and sisters, then we can see.
这里怎么说呢?
What does it say here?
这里就是说到耶和华的圣名之死。在神就看为宝贵。
It says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
那弟兄姊妹你已经看到了。
Then brothers and sisters, you see the resurrection, you see the fact of resurrection.
第二，带进国度。
Secondly, it brings forth the kingdom.
第三，再引进新天新地。
Third, then it will also lead to the new heaven and new earth.
弟兄姊妹你就看。
Then brothers and sisters, you see.
神怎么看圣名之死呢？
How does God view the death of his saints?
我想这份弟兄姊妹特别你要注意的。
I think then, brothers and sisters, you take note.
这里用的那个词啊。
The word that is used here.
你不能忽略它其中的意义。
We cannot neglect the meaning of this term.
按照实际的光景来说。
According to the practical situation.
属神的人不一定是圣徒。
Those who belong to God may not be saints.
那是我们的观念上来说的。
Now that is in our own concept we say that.
但是神在他的恩典。救恩里头神一直看你一直进到神的面前你就永远是一个属灵的人
But in God's sight once we enter into that spiritual reality we have been made as spiritual in his sight
虽然在整个过程里头你会软弱
Now throughout the whole process perhaps there are times when we're weak 你
现在是最后失败
and perhaps we may draw back and we have failed
但是那个地位没有更改
yet our position does not change
所以我们就注意到一件事。
So then we take note of one thing.
当国度显明的时候。
That is when the kingdom is revealed.
这里是说。
Here it says.
神看圣名之死何等宝贵。
Precious is in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
那你弟兄姊妹你就知道了。
Then brothers and sisters we know.
这里所说的圣名不是全体。属主名下的人。
The saints, the term saints here does not include everyone who belongs to the Lord.
当然所有属主的人都是在一个复活的指望里。
Of course, all those who belong to the Lord are under the hope of resurrection.
但在属主的人的当中有一部分神看他们不仅是属神的人并且是圣名。
But in the full scope of all those who belong to God, especially there is a group in the sight of God, he considers them as saints.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你和心有的话一对起来你就知道。
When we compare this to the words in the New Testament, we know this saints then is referring to the overcomers.
教会里头的得胜者。
It is referring to the overcomers in the church.
你不要管。你们也是信主信了几十年我才刚刚信主那我也有份在里头啊。
Then you do not need to regard whether you believe in the Lord for decades and I'm a new believer in the Lord, am I in the midst?
神的计算不是跟我们计算那个样子。
God's remembrance is not as we remember as we count.
我们是看你活成怎么样。
We see how you have lived.
但是神看,
but in God's sight,
神多加一点点条件,
if the Lord gives us further requirements,
神是看你跟主中间认识的年日是多少,
God will see how long we know him,
那你该正常的来说你该活到一个什么的光景
Then under that normal condition, what measure do we live unto, according to our measure?
如果你能活到那个光景
If we're able to live unto that condition
虽然你在主里头的年日比较少
Though our days in the Lord may be few
但是你学习活在主 里面的那个实际呢，神数算是根据那一个。
But in reality, we live to the measure of how much we know him, and that is what is counted by God.
主不是拿保罗摆在那里做一个标准。
God does not place Paul there as the standard.
你们都要到保罗这个情形，你们才是圣徒。
Now you must be all according to the standard of Paul, then you're counted as a saint.
你们才是得胜者。
Then you're an overcomer.
如果是这样的话
，If that be the case,
当主来的时候
，When the Lord returns,
相信主不久的弟兄姊妹一定没有份。
Those who just believe in the Lord, surely they will be left out.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
没有这个条例。
That is not the statute.
主是按照我们在神面前那个属灵的学习，跟我们进入主里面的年日成正比。
But it is relative. Our spiritual lesson is relative to the days that we are in the Lord.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
当然，在这个句话里头，还让我们可以多留意一些其他，但是那个准确的原则我们掌握住了，我们就可以很明确的来享用主的这一个应许。
Of course, there are other points that we're able to consider in this verse here, but as long as we have grabbed hold of that accurate principle, then we're able to enjoy the promise, the treasure here.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为主是用这样的一个标准来看我们与他的有关系的人。
The Lord will use such a standard to view his relationship with us, those who have relationship with him.
所以就引出撒文。
So then the text to follow.
那几句话我不详细说了，不过我念念给弟兄姊妹们听。
I won't go into detail, but I'll read it for brothers and sisters.
耶和华呀，我真是你的仆人，我是你的仆人，是你婢女的儿子。你已经解开我的绑锁，我要以感谢为祭献给你。
O Lord, truly I am thy servant, I am thy servant and the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是救恩给我们的那个完全的拯救的时机。
This is the reality, the full reality that's afforded to us through salvation.
你一次进到救恩里，
Once we entered into salvation,
你在神眼中永远是一个被捆绑的，曾经被捆绑而得释放的人。
In the sight of God, we were once those who were bound, but now we have been set free, loosed.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
就这样的一个事实。
Because of this fact,
所以那个整第卷五里头。每一首诗篇呢，都带到一个信息，就是你们要赞美耶和华。
In volume 5, in book 5, all of the message throughout the Psalms will bring us this message, is praise ye the Lord.
那现在我们进到17篇。
So now when we reach Psalm 117,
弟兄姐妹一看17篇短短的几句经文。
So when we get into Psalm 17, it's very short, two verses.
你留意一下这几节的经文，就是把神的永远的旨意全都包括在里面。
Even though it is so short, when we take note, we see this includes all of that eternal will, the purpose of God.
我们先来留意这一方面。
So let us first take note of that point.
你看从第一节开始怎么说？
So what does it say in verse 1?
万国啊，你们都当赞美耶和华。
Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations.
那这是第一类人。
Now this is the first group of people.
第二呢？
Now secondly then.
万民呢？你们都当颂赞他。
Praise him, all ye people.
有没有特别？
Is there any difference to special?
万国跟万民有没有区别？
The nations and the people.
按照我们的观念来说，是你不容易把它那个区别活出来。
Now, according to our understanding, it's not easy to see the difference here.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要注意到，神说这个话的时候，是指出一个很实际的问题。
But brothers and sisters, take note when the Lord speaks these words, it is a very practical issue.
说的国，
He speaks of the nation.
那是指说这一堆人在那里。 有一个国家的组织的那一个情形存在。
When it mentions the term nation, it speaks of this particular group of people has the structure, the organization of a nation.
万民呢?
All the people.
你说不包括在里头吗?
Does not the people included in the nation?
当然从人这个角度来看,他们都是给包括在里头。
Of course, in man's perspective, the people is included in the nation.
但是这个特别指出。
But here is especially pointed out.
不管你这些人有政治的组织,或者是说没有政治的组织。
But here it highlights the fact whether this people are in a structure of a nation or not.
你们都要赞美耶和华。
Nevertheless, you have to praise ye the Lord.
万国这个有一个很严密的政治的组织的。
Of course, the nations have a very structure, political structure.
万民。
All the people.
我再举一个例子，弟兄姊妹马上就领会。
So if I give an example, you immediately understand.
你尤其是在我们中国许多这种情形。
Especially in China, many of the circumstances.
你要找到许许多多的少数民族。
So you will see so many special small minorities.
如果你要在他们中间找那个政权的那个组织，你找不到。
If you're able to find a government structure, organization in their midst, you cannot find it.
你看到许许多多的部落。
So you see in many regions, areas.
他们就是非常简单的一个，连长的那种就是我们的至高领导。
And so in those minorities, the eldest member then is just the authority in that minority.
但是神在这里说这个话的时候，就不管。就是说所有有组织没有组织的那些人你聚在一起你就要赞美耶和华。
Whether here when God speaks the nation, the people, whether you have organization or not, as long as you're gathered together, you praise the Lord.
好，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
为什么?
Why?
神说这一句话是有事实根据的。
When God speaks these words, it's based on a fact.
主没有说是过去的历史上头出现过的事实。
The Lord is not speaking on facts that happened throughout history before.
主是说到那因为这个是眷顾。
Now, the Lord is speaking, you know,
就是神啊永远的旨意执行到的靠近末了的
This is book 5, so in the execution of God's eternal will, this is toward the end of the completion of His will.
为什么神提出了这样的一个呼唤呢?
Now, why is it that God will proclaim, have such a proclamation?
不管你是在什么的光景,你们都应当是颂赞耶和华。
So regardless of your condition, you praise ye the Lord.
底下有解释。
Then there is an explanation.
那个解释是什么?
And that explanation is.
因为他向我们大施慈爱。
For his merciful kindness is great toward us.
这个固然是历史的事实。
Of course, this is a fact throughout history.
但是非常重要的一点。
But a very important point.
是接上的那一句话。
It is the words to follow.
接上那句话说什么?
What is the words tell us?
他说耶和华的诚实存到永远。
And the truth of the Lord endureth forever.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这个真是不得了的事。
This is great.
如果神可以给我们许多许多的应许。
The Lord God can give us many, many promises.
我们听到神说了许多的应许我们真是喜乐。
When we hear of all the great promises of God, we rejoice.
因为神没有留下一样好处不给我们。
Because he did not withhold any good thing from us.
他有什么都给我们什么。
And he has poured out all to us.
好不好?
Is that great?
哎呀这当然是好。
Of course, that's wonderful.
但是神说
But God says,
这个有条件。
There's a condition.
什么条件?
What is that condition?
只限于从某时到某时为止。
That is only an expiration from certain time to a certain time.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个就是有点叫人烦恼了。
Then brothers and sisters, that might cause trouble to us.
我们怎么知道神定规这个时间?
Now how do we know that's what God has determined?
神没有告诉我们。
God did not tell us.
他只是告诉我们 神有恩典临到众人，但是神有恩典结束的时间。
But God has made known to us, He has extended grace to us, but there is a time when this grace comes to an end.
但是那个具体的日子是怎么安排？
But how is that practical exact date to be arranged?
神没有明明的说。
God did not clearly tell us.
那这样弟兄姊妹们。
Then brothers and sisters,
你就是得了神的应许。
Even if we take hold of that promise of God.
这一个应许能否实现没有把握。
Whether this promise, can be realized, we're without a guarantee.
因为到了一定的时间。
Because at a certain time.
神这个应许也许就失效了。
Now, perhaps then this promise of God would be in effect.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神要我们说你们要颂赞他。
But God says, you praise me.
不仅是说出他给我们有各种各样属天的应许。
Not only based on the fact that he has given us many precious heavenly promises.
更重要的一件事。
But what is even more important.
是神的诚实。存到永远。
It's the fact that the truth of the Lord endureth forever.
神的诚实，他就肯定了，我不会骗你。
Now, the truth of the Lord is that he has made it a surety that he does not lie unto us.
而我怎么说了，我就怎么做。
And how I've spoken, I will carry out.
我说的要给你们怎样的安排和预备。将来那个荣耀丰富权柄和能力。
How I've arranged and prepared for you the future glory and preparation and riches.
我就按照我所应许的给你们每一个人实际的享用进去。
It is exactly as I have promised that all of you can enter in to enjoy.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这里就说到神的诚实。存到永远。
So here it tells us the truth of the Lord endures forever.
一提到这个永远，我们实在是你没办法不在神面前俯伏下来说，神啊，你是我们的神，是我们的主。
When we see the word forever, we must prostrate and worship and say, indeed, thou art our Lord, thou art our God.
因为神所做的。
Because all that God has done
不是只是做在一个时间
is not only done in a certain period of time.
他按照他所要做的
and according to what he has done,
他一直做
he will continue to do.
做成功了以后
after completion,
就维持那个成功的事实直到永远
and he will continue that state of perfection forevermore.
弟兄姊妹都已经知道什么叫做永远。
And brothers and sisters, we realize what forever means.
如果你有一点点的时间观念。
If we have any concept of time.
你还没碰到永远。
If we still have that time concept, then we have not touched eternity. Whenever we touch eternity.
让你的时间观念完全失去了。
All concept of time is completely removed.
你一直碰到的事情都是现在。
Now, because all that we encounter in eternity is always in the present.
这个是永远。
And that is eternity.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一个永远只有神自己能掌握在他手里。
And this matter of being eternal is only grasped in the hand of God.
我们每一个人没有一个人能脱离时间的观念。
None of us is able to depart away from this concept of time. But we thank the Lord.
在神的救恩的里头。
In the salvation of God.
他就是要把我们带到永远。
He is to bring us into the state being eternal.
他就是就把我们带到没有尽头。
It is eternal without end.
在什么事情上没有尽头。
And what matters without end?
不是灾难。
It's not there.
不是困苦。
It is not sorrow.
是神的信实的应许。
It is the truth of the promise of God.
最密切的一个话就是说，神要与你我联合成为一体。
And a very practical matter is that God will be made one, united with you and me.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在旧约的日子，他们不太可能领会的什么叫做永远。
In the days of the Old Testament, it is very difficult for them to have this understanding of eternity.
因为他们没有一个人有条件接触到永远。
Because none is qualified to be in contact with eternity.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
在新约的里面,
in the New Testament.
神把我们放在基督里,
God has placed us in Christ.
基督又进到我们,
and Christ in us.
这个是救恩的实际,
and that's the reality of salvation.
这个救恩的实际在我们身上一, 定下来,
and when this reality of salvation is determined in us,
就永远不改变,
and it forever will not change.
我们是在感谢我们的主,
indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
那因此, 你就留意到,
therefore, we take note then.
神在这里就是短短几句话,
here with short verses,
那个结论还是说,
that conclusion yet is the same. Praise ye the Lord.
为什么要赞美耶和华?
Why must we praise ye the Lord?
只有你们在神面前承受了一个永远的恩典。
Because you have received an eternal blessing in the sight of God.
神说了, 神就做了。
God spoke and he will complete.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那么我把17篇的那个要点, 给弟兄姊妹弟兄出来,
so now I share that important point in Psalm 117.
细致的我就不和弟兄姊妹再说了,
then I won't get into the detail.
因为一说18篇, 我们没时间看,
otherwise we would have not enough time for Psalm 118.
因为18篇里面有非常重要的事情,
because there are important matters in Psalm 118.
也是跟着这个卷五这一个大主题,
of course, it's also in line with the overarching theme of Psalm Book 5.
那弟兄姊妹注意到,
so take note, brothers and sisters. At the beginning of Psalm 118, these words appeared before.
一个是说到神的本性,
now, one speaks of the nature of God.
另外一个呢,
and the other,
就是神的恩典,
and that is the scope then speaks of God's grace.
那弟兄姊妹说到神的本性,
when we speak of God's own nature,
你都留意到那几句话,
you take note of those words,
耶和华本为善,
and that for he is good,
耶和华的慈爱永远,
because his mercies endureth forever.
这个是他的本性,
that is his own nature.
神的本性,
and the nature of God is placed there.
所有与他连接的人都在神的本性的里头给带到造就到丰丰富富永永远远。
Those who are in contact with his very own nature will be brought into this full condition to be full of glory and riches.
那因着这一点,
because of this point,
你们要赞美耶和华,
praise the Lord.
你们 什么都不必看,
you don't need to look at any other thing.
你就看神的性情,
just the fact himself, because of his nature, we must submit.
因为你知道, 神的性情,
because we know God's own nature.
你不敬拜他,
if we do not worship him, who do we worship?
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
主的恩典和怜悯,
because of God's grace and mercy,
让我们老早就知道,
we know long ago,
他就是这样的一位神,
that is who he is.
他爱我们,
he loves us,
爱到一个地步,
he loves us so,
连自己的爱子都交出来,
that he would give us his only begotten son.
交出来干什么?
How, why did he give us his son?
把我们换回去,
in order to exchange for us,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
在地上你难以找到,
we cannot find any such matter on earth.
从历史上只出现过一次,
only once did this appear in history.
就是神的爱子,
that is the beloved Son of God has become our ransom.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
那还不只是这样,
not only this,
还说到他的慈爱, 他的慈爱永远长存,
it also says that his mercy endures forever.
还是仍然是说到,
it is still that matter of being eternal.
那因此底下接下来,
and then it continues on.
你要活在这个范围里的那个范围,
then it speaks of the fact, how do we live in this condition, in this boundary?
这一个范围,
in this scope,
上文已经提过了,
it already mentioned to us before.
那你一读, 你就, 哦, 好熟悉,
when we read these words, then we say this very seems familiar.
因为这几句话里头就包括了三个部分,
because these words include three portions.
一个就是以色列,
one is Israel,
一个呢就是, 就是亚伦家。
And the other, the house of Aaron.
一个就是愿意寻求神的人。
And then those who are willing to seek after God.
头两样都是在以色列的这个范围里。
And the first two groups is amongst Israel.
第三样是说到所有以色列以外的愿意寻求神的人。
And the third group is those outside of Israel who are willing to seek after God.
这三个部分我们不是已经在前两篇里面已经看过吗？
These three groups we have already mentioned in the previous Psalms.
以色列和亚伦是在旧约的时候神所拣选的。
Israel and Aaron are those who have got chosen in the Old Testament.
神在那个时候做的呢是有一定的范围。
And what in the work of God in those days there is a certain scope.
不在以色列这一个范围里的就与神没有直接的连接。
Those who are not amongst this group does not have direct connection with God.
但是神是显明以色列以外的人他都是悦纳的，不过时候还没到。
But God does manifest to us the fact that He accepts those outside of the house of Israel, yet time is not yet come.
我们特别提过。
We have made mention.
你读的约拿书的时候。
When we read the book of Jonah.
你没办法忘掉。
We cannot forget.
神叫约拿去尼尼微。那个意思是什么？
What is the intention of God sending Jonah to Nineveh?
但是旧约的时候，
In the Old Testament,
其他的人没有直接的被神拣选。
Now, though others may not be directly chosen by God,
但是不等于说，
But that does not mean,
神拒绝以色列以外的人。
God has rejected all those outside of Israel.
所以你读律法的时候也读到。
Even when we read the law, we understand.
他们在出埃及路上。
When they're on the way out of Egypt.
有些外邦的人。
Now there are strangers and aliens.
他们也愿意跟以色列人一样来过逾越节。
And they're willing to also celebrate the Passover with Israel.
摩西就到神面前去说。
And so Moses came before God and asked.
他们要求与我们一同过逾越节，能不能接受他们？
Now we able to accept them since they inquire, they want to observe Passover with us.
神的答案就是。
And God answered,
接受他们。
Accept them.
摩西可以说，
Moses、
他不是以色列人啊。
Oh, they're not Israelites.
神说，我当然知道他不是以色列人。
God will say, of course I know they're not Israel.
但是他是一个寻求神的人。
But they're one who seek after God.
在这一点上，我悦纳他。
And because of this point, I accept them.
我们感谢主，到了新约，
Lord,
那这个事情就更明显了。
Of course, this is even made more evident.
不是我特别提出来的时候。
And I made mention of this.
那是要让弟兄姊妹们，这几句话在以前已经说过了。
Is that we have mentioned these words before.
神现在再说。
But now God says again.
为什么再说呢？
Why did he say again?
当你一留意到神是再说这句话。
Is that when we notice God saying these words again.
那也就是显出这一个事实是神看为非常非常重要的。
And especially highlights the fact that to God these words are extremely very important.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果弟兄姊妹还记得七正弟兄向我们交通主的话的时候，以前他常常提到双重的呼召。
Hey, brothers and sisters, if you recall Brother Christian, when he shares the word of God with us, many times he mentions about the double calling.
现在我们在这里也就看到神那个双重的呼召的原则。
And so here we would be able to see the principle of that double calling.
那换一句话来说。
And so when we, in other words,
神把历史上所有愿意寻求神的人全都包括在他施恩的对象的范围里。
That is throughout history, God is willing to include all, everyone in his choosing, in his calling.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
所以十八篇一开始就是接连三次都提到这一件事，你们要称赞耶和华。
So brothers and sisters, repeatedly it says, praise ye the Lord.
那然后就往上面去。
And then we continue on.
那往上面去的时候我们要注意的。
When we continue on, we take note.
那当神把他的那个纪念、怜悯、扶持、恩待显在地上众民 身上的时候。
That is when God manifests His remembrance, His calling, His mercy upon all in this world.
你继续读下去。
When we continue to read on.
你也许有些迷惑又出来了。
Perhaps then we begin to wonder again.
明明在这里说到遇到困扰，遇到有一些反对逼迫，那是应该是卷一卷二里边的事情。
When it mentions about calling in distress or in trouble, and shouldn't it be before in the other books 1, 2, and 3?
怎么这里又在提这样的事情？
Well, why is it then? It seems to mention about that again here.
卷五不是一直要人盯着称赞耶和华吗？
Isn't book 5 focused on the fact to urge us, to encourage us to praise ye the Lord?
是啊。
Yes.
因为在这里再提到那些困扰的事情的时候，仍然是把我们带到称赞耶和华的这个点上。
That is when it's mentioned all this distress and trouble is still focused to bring us back to praise the Lord.
那为什么这样提呢？
Why is it mentioned then?
前面从107篇吧开始，一直到117。
And so from,
都是在那里敬拜耶和华。
So from Psalm 107 to here, Psalm 117 continues as praise ye the Lord.
怎么跑到118篇的时候又再重新转入那些地上的困扰。
So then why does it seem in Psalm 118 here goes back to the earthly troubles?
那弟兄姊妹，这个事情要注意了。
Brothers and sisters, we have to take note of this.
以前所提到的所有的困扰仍然是站在个别人的身份上。
The previous trouble, distress we may encounter is based upon individual experience.
现在在这里呢？
But here,
不是个别人的身上。
It is not on an individual basis.
用暴力伤害人的是大团体。
But it is speaking corporately.
承受各种各样难处的是跟随主的人。
Those who encounter hardship are all corporately those who follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹很清楚地看到。
So, brothers and sisters, you can see clearly.
又进到那个整体的问题上了。
It comes into contact with this corporate issue.
整体的是属神的人。
And corporately those who belong to God.
另一面呢？
On the other hand.
是抵挡神的人。
It's those corporately who oppose God.
那现在摆在118篇的里边。
So when we place it in Psalm 118,
明显是两个大集体在这里发生对抗的。
What is placed here in Psalm 118 is there's two corporate bodies here opposing one another.
这是什么？
What is this?
弟兄姊妹应该很容易了解。
So brothers and sisters, very easy for us to understand.
这个就是属灵征战的显出来。
This is the manifestation of spiritual warfare. Those who are willing to seek after God.
盼望更多的活在主自己的面前。
How we long to live even more in God's presence.
你做一个活人活在主的面前。
And for one who is living to live in the presence of God.
但是撒旦和给撒旦迷惑的人呢，他们就不喜欢看见那么许多人去寻找神。
But for Satan and those who are under his deception are not willing for so many to seek after God.
当然他也知道。
Of course, he also knows.
神得着这些人的时候。
When God gains this group of people.
也就是他结束的时候。
That is also the time of his end.
所以那个时间还没到以前。
So before that time comes.
他必须要抵挡神。
He must oppose God.
各种各样的方法抵挡神。
With all various schemes, he opposes God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你读到这里的时候，你所看到的是一个全面性的事。
So brothers and sisters, when we get to this point, it's corporate, it's a full scope.
No, 一提到这样的事。
And when we mention this point,
我们留意里边所发表的那个信息。
Then we take note of the message in this passage.
是属神的人向神寻求拯救的恩典。
Yes, those who belong to God seek God for his deliverance.
你特别寻求你来解决那一些抵挡我们亲近你的那个权势。
And God also will deal with the powers that will hinder us to come and seek before God.
但是你留意跟 卷一卷二里边的那个区别是什么。
But we take note of the difference here between book one and book two.
卷一卷二的时候就说神啊，你看看我是这样的，活在你的面前，你一定要拯救我，你不拯救我就不行。
In book one and two, we come individually before God. God, look at my condition, how I live in your presence. You must deliver me.
但是来到现在这个阶段呢
But here in this stage,
他们也在神面前仰望主的拯救和挽回。
Likewise, we look to the Lord for his deliverance, his restoration.
但是不再根据我做了什么，神啊。你不能不纪念我。
But it's no longer according to what I have done that God, you must remember me.
摸到神的性情了。
And now we come in contact with God's nature.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们在神面前的成长也就是这样。
Brothers and sisters, likewise, that is our growth before God.
起初我们信主的时候，就向主说：“主啊，给我赐福这一个，给我预备那一个。”
First, when we believe in the Lord, we say, Lord, bless me with this or prepare that for me.
因为我信了你了。
Because I believe in you.
我信了你，你就是要用各种各样的祝福来陪伴我。
Because I trust in you, so you'll bless me with all sorts of blessings.
那这是初信的一段时候的光景。
And that is in general the condition of a new believer.
我们在神面前成长一点呢，我们就会脱出这个。
And when we grow a bit more mature before God, we'll be delivered, brought out of that condition.
神不管你赐福给我也好，不赐福给我也好。
God, whether you bless me or not.
只要是你所允许的，你让我去经历，我都从你手里接过来。
As long as it's what you permit, I will receive from your hand all that you allow.
我要叫我能在你面前得着你的造就。
So that I can receive from you edification.
那这是我们在新约里头的人，都是在这个原则里面，这样一步一步走过来。
And for us in the New Testament, that's how we are led step by step in principle.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
但是到了118篇。众人都要在那里学习赞美耶和华的时候
In Psalm 118, when all we as a whole come to learn to praise the Lord.
我们碰到有困扰
And we encounter distress.
不管那个困扰是从抵挡神的权势来的，还是我们自己的愚昧所带出来的。
Regardless of where that distress come from, because of opposition from the adversary or from our own foolishness.
现在这一批寻求神的人
So this group of people who seeking after God
他们不再为自己的安全来求恩典
They're not seeking for grace for their own safety's sake
他们是求神的心意做成在我们身上求恩典
But they're seeking for the will of God to be done upon them and asking for such grace.
有几句话我特别请弟兄姊妹注意到的。
So, take note, brothers and sisters.
你也许会问。
Perhaps you might ask.
你怎么知道神说会这样带你？
How do you know that God will lead you in this way?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主的话在这里说。
So, hear the Lord's words say.
我想多念几节。
Perhaps we'll read a few more verses.
第六节。
Verse 6.
有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？在帮助人的人中，有耶和华帮助我。
Lord,
怎么你先看这一件事
So, brothers and sisters, if we first look at this portion, the Lord is on my side, I would not fear what can man do unto me. The Lord taketh my part with them that help me.
因为你在属灵的学习上面已经看到了一件事了。我们神和我们是连在一起。
In spiritual lesson, we have learned this part is that we are united with God.
当我们受到各种各样难处的时候，我们的主是站在我们边上与我们一同分担
That is when we encounter hardship The Lord is by our side Bearing that with us together
你说有那么好的人吗？
You say, is there such a good person?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果我们灵里面是苏醒的，
if we are alert in our spirit,
你看到这样的一个事的时候，
when we see this point,
或者你觉得神这样做太伟大了，
you say, oh, God is so great, too great for doing this.
弟兄姊妹们，这个不算是太伟大。
Brothers and sisters, this is not too great.
太伟大是他把他儿子放在十字架上那一件事情比这一切都大。
Now, the greatness of God is, in fact, He already gave us His Son on the cross. That is much greater than Him being by our side.
所以你留意到这一批人，
so we take note this group of people.
他们不在求自己的好处。
They are not seeking for their own good.
他们只是求神，你显出你自己的作为。
But seeking that God manifests your work.
他们叫我们心里头有点发生疑惑的。
So when we have some doubt, then.
神啊，你要剿灭他们。
Lord, you have to help them.
这好像一个报复啊。
You have to deal with them in this way, like taking vengeance upon them.
但是你细细读下去。
But when we read on,
这个不是出于报复的那种心思来的话。
These are not words as one who is taking vengeance.
而是说到神对这样的事情到末了。神会有一个非常严肃的结束。
But these words tell us the facts very solemnly. At the end, God will deal this in severity.
什么严肃的结束呢？
How will He deal with this in severity?
神的审判。
God's judgment.
那是一直到最末了的时候。
So at the very end,
不管地上的气焰有多。
No matter how great the force may be on earth,
当神的审判显出来的时候，
but when the judgment of God is manifested,
全都要服下去，
all must submit.
我们感谢主，
we thank the Lord.
你看到这一批人他在这里，对自己个人来说，仰望主。你的回来。
This group of people, on the one hand, they are looking to the Lord, longing for His return.
另外一面是神啊，用着你的权柄，把地上一切黑暗的权势来结束掉。
At the same time, God used your own power and authority to put an end to all the spiritual power of darkness on earth.
他这里说的那么大的事情、啊。
Perhaps you question, did Psalm 118 speak of such great matters? We praise and thank our Lord.
因为你很清楚地看到。
Because very clearly we see.
这个是他们，是这些人很清楚的。认识神的性情而发表出来的。
That is because this group of people know very well the very own nature of God to express this psalm.
怎么知道呢？
How do we know that?
这个事情一回过来放在我们自己身上的时候，
So when we turn the situation upon ourselves,
你就很清楚知道。
So very clearly we would understand.
从十四节我。我再念几节。
So I continue to read from verse 14.
耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也成了我的拯救。在义人的帐篷里有欢呼拯救的声音。耶和华的右手施展大能，耶和华的右手高举，耶和华的右手施展大能，我必不致死，人要存活，并要存活耶和华的作为。耶和华虽严严地惩治我，却未曾将我交于死亡，给我敞开一门，我要进去。
We have read from verse 14 to verse 19.
弟兄姊妹，你看到一个什么特别的关系？
Brothers and sisters, what is this special condition we see here?
当神的本性一显明出来的时候，
That is when the own nature of God is revealed.
抵挡神的人固然在那里受到审判。
Now, of course, those who oppose God will be judged.
但是属神的人呢？
Yet, those who belong to God,
神有没有把他们说，好了好了，现在你已经跟我名下，全都算了，不管了。
God would say, oh, it's okay, you all belong under my name, so everything is forgiven.
没有。
No.
他们知道。
They know.
在神的本性的里头，他不仅是审判恶人。
In the nature of God, not only does God judge the wicked,
他也审判赶不上的义人。
But he will also judge the righteous who cannot follow on.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他们看准了。
They see accurately.
神啊，你虽然会严严的惩治我们。
And Lord, even though you will chasten me sore, but you have not given us over unto death.
因为我们是活在你面前的。
Because we live in your presence.
死亡已经跟我们断了关系的。
And death has put an end upon us.
但是你却没有因着我们已经属你了。你就像我们不执行你的公义。
But not because we belong to you now that you will not execute your righteousness upon us.
啊，神还是一样的在我们身上，也显明神公义的那个层次。
Likewise, God will chasten us sore and judge us righteously.
那接下去那里才就是一个很关键的事情。
But when we continue on, it's very crucial.
你特别留意里边交通的信息转了方向了。
Then the message seems to have shifted.
从上文
from the text before.
你一直看见是那一些寻求神的人在神面前和神交通的那些的记录。
It seems to be the recording of those who seek after God and a recording of their experience.
那底下呢
？But what follows?
那个事情就转到你们这些人凭什么可以要得着神那样大的恩惠
？Then it seems to follow. According to what can you receive such great, wonderful grace from God?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，其实我们灵里头苏醒的话，你读下去你就知道了。
If we're alert in our spirit, when we read on, we will understand.
那上面就说。耶和华虽严严惩治我，却未曾将我交于死亡。
In the previous verse, it says, "The Lord hath chastened me sore, but He hath not given me over unto death."
给我敞开一门，我要进去。
Open to me the gates of righteousness; I will go in.
称谢耶和华。
I will praise the Lord.
这是耶和华的门。
The gate of the Lord.
义人要进去。
Into which the righteous shall enter.
你们说什么
？Brothers and sisters, what does this say?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神让我们看到。
God shows us.
他按照他的本性，他会追讨一切地上与神没相关的人事物。
According to his own nature, he will chasten all on earth anything that has nothing to do with him.
甚至属神的人，如果他不复活在神的性情里，神也一样的惩治。
Even for those who belong to him, if we do not live according to his nature, he will chasten us.
那是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他说，神惩治我们，并没有把我们交到死亡。
God says he chastens us sore, but he does not give us over unto death.
为什么不能不没有交到死亡
？Why did he not give us over unto death?
留意这里。
You take note here.
那个门是什么
？What is that gate?
神说他就开了一个门。我就要进去。
So open to me this gate and I shall enter in.
那这个门是什么
？What is this gate？
所以我说刚才说它里面那个主题转了。
So that's why I mentioned the theme seems to have changed here.
感谢神。
We thank God.
当他一提到那个神就开了门。
So when it mentions that God have opened this gate，
他给我敞开一门，我要进去。
Open to me this gate and I will enter in。
称谢耶和华。
I will praise the Lord。
接下去怎么说
？And then it says，
这是耶和华的门。
This gate of the Lord，
义人要进去。
Into which the righteous shall enter。
这是耶和华的门。
This is the gate of the Lord。
上文就说他。你碰到各种各样的难处，我开了门让你进来。
So previously, you encountered many hardship. I opened the gate, and you can come in to be protected, to be restored,
叫你得拯救
to be delivered,
叫你得安息
to be have rest.
根据什么
？According to what？
你先要注意谁开这个门。
First, take note who opened this gate.
上面就是神开的。
It says the Lord opened the gate.
给我敞开一门。
Open to me the gates of righteousness, I will go in.
那这个门是什么
？What is this gate?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
非常简单的事实。
A very simple fact.
这个门就是神的儿子做了羊的门。
And so this gate is that the Son of God has become the sheep door.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都记得《约翰福音》第十章说到， 耶稣基督是我们的好牧人啊。
And so we know John chapter 10 that the Lord is our good shepherd.
啊，他接受各样神的，接受来寻找他的人。
And he have come to seek those.
那你进到这个门里头的时候，你就在那里得草吃。
And so when we enter through this door, we have the pasture to feed us.
你在那里得水喝。
And we have water for us.
啊，你在那里就享用神一切的丰满。
And there we enjoy all the fullness of God.
啊，所以主说这是。我就是这个门。
So the Lord says, I am this door.
你们要是从这个门进来。
If you come through this door.
那你们就对了。
And that is right.
如果你不是从这个门进来。
If you do not enter through the door.
那你要是爬墙爬进来。
And you climb through the wall.
那就不对了。
Then that is wrong.
主就说这个是强盗。
And that the Lord calls them robbers.
如果有人要爬那个墙进来。他进来的目的一定是伤害我的羊。
And if they climb through the wall to enter, it is to harm the sheep.
所以神就说，他神要对付这些人。
So God says he will deal with those people.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你真看到在上面一段话里头，不住的在那里显明神的本性，所给我们的保证和神的应许的确定。
So we're able to see God's very own nature gives us that surety and the promise, the surety for His promise.
谢主。当这个门一提到出来的时候。
And so when this gate is mentioned.
啊，就提到一大堆的事情。
So it mentions of many things.
21节。
Verse 21.
我又称谢你。
I will praise thee,
因为你已经应允我。
For thou hast heard me.
又成了我的拯救。
And art become my salvation.
留意了。
Pay attention.
让人所弃的石头。已成了凡绝的头块石头，这是耶和华所做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
什么意思
？What does this mean？
弟兄姊妹，在新约里头，大概你应该读到有一个地方，就是说引用这里的。
Of course, brothers and sisters, in the New Testament, we'll read a passage that is used from this here.
说什么?
What is it saying?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
说到神交出他的爱子来承担我们的一切。
It speaks of the fact that God has given us His only begotten Son to bear our all.
啊，我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
啊，这神交出他的儿子。
The fact that God gave of His Son.
他的儿子到地上来的时候。
And when His Son was on earth.
人不欢迎他。
Man refused, rejected Him.
人拒绝他。
And refused Him.
所以这里就用着那一个好像匠人所弃的一块石的头一块石头。
So it uses the term, the stone which the builders rejected.
现在呢。
Now.
因着神在他身上所做成的。
It is the Lord's doing upon Him.
我们的主。承担我们的罪，进到死亡里。
Now, Lord brought our sin to enter into death.
他那他胜过死亡。
And He has overcome death.
复活过来。
And was risen.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
成了那个义门。
And He has become that gate of righteousness.
也就成了那个头块的石头。
And that headstone.
是神悦纳的头块石头。
And it is the first stone, the headstone which God accepted.
我们这些人都是石头。
And we are all stones.
但是神不因着我们是石头，就不管我们。
And not because we're stones that God does not pay attention to us.
他让他的儿子先成了一块石头。
He allowed his son first to become that headstone.
他儿子经历过各种各样的事情。
And he for him to encounter all these matters.
显明了他生命的大能。
To manifest the great power of life.
所以神说他是头块石头。
So the Lord says he is the headstone.
起初是给人拒绝的。
That was refused by the builders.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神悦纳他。
God accepted him.
那人靠着他。
And if we put our trust in him.
在神面前也就蒙了悦纳。
Likewise, we'll be accepted in God's presence.
呼应了起头的有所说的话。
And this echoes what is mentioned previously.
啊，起初是这话呢，那里
And the words previous says,
弟兄姊妹，你看第八节，第九节
，verse 8 and 9, brothers and sisters.
投靠耶和华，强势，依赖王子，万民围绕我，我靠耶和华的名，必剿灭他们。 他们反咬我，围困我，我靠耶和华的名灭剿了他们。对了。
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in prince. All nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them.
13节
Verse
13. 你推我要叫我跌倒，但耶和华帮助了我。耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，也成了我的拯救。
Now thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这些话就是说出了。
These words speak of the fact.
你依靠耶和华，强势依赖王子。
It is better to trust, put your confidence in the Lord than the confidence in prince.
那就是说你不能再靠人，不管那个人在地上有什么的位置，甚至尊贵如同王子一样。他也不是可靠的。
In other words, do not put your trust and confidence in man, no matter how noble the position is as a prince.
人是不可靠的。
Man is not trustworthy.
你要寻找一个可靠的，那只有神。
But one who is truly trustworthy that you seek after is God. Why?
因为神做了许多的事。
Because God has done much.
显明他没有保留他自己，而完完全全。依着他的意思，要把人挽回过来。
To manifest the fact that through many things, all things that he has not withheld any of himself, but done all in order to restore man.
所以当我们主到地上来的时候
，So when we continue on，
这里就是一个旧约里面的一个启示。
So this is a revelation in the Old Testament，
也是诗篇里面的一个启里头所说到的神。神的儿子的启示的当中的一个。
And this is one of the many revelation of the Son of God in the book of Psalms.
因为他做了这头块的事。
Because he has become that headstone.
他先给敲碎。
First, he was shattered for us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你可以把他敲碎。
You can shatter him.
但是他能活过来。
But he is able to be quickened.
这个活过来。
And to be made alive again.
把生命显出来，
he will manifest that life.
就叫死亡的权势退散去。
So that the power of death is made void.
不仅是退散去。
Not only to be broken.
并且就死亡的权势完全的给压下去。
But the power of death even then is destroyed.
我们感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
因此你再往前面去看。
If we continue on then.
他就把我们领到你为什么你必须要学好了敬畏耶和华。
You have to continue to learn well to fear the Lord.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
说到这么一切。
So when we say here.
在旧约里头我们不太多看到主说到直接接连到奉献的这件事。
In the Old Testament, we do not see too much about this matter of consecration.
在旧约看到说一说到奉献人家就说去献燔祭。
And when we speak of offering in the Old Testament, many would think of, oh, then you offer a burnt offering.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
诗篇到了118篇。
Here in Psalm 118,
他把新约所说的做活祭那件事情隐约的在这里点出来了。
Even the matter of being a living sacrifice in the New Testament here in Psalm 118 is hiddenly made known to us.
那怎么点出来呢
？Now how is it pointed out？
27节
，Verse 27。
那这个可以说是卷五的一个小节。
And so we can say this is a minor theme here in some of Book 5。
因为从119篇开始
，Because in Psalm 119 and onward，
就转到你怎么直接的实际的学习。活在赞美耶和华的光景里。
Because starting with Psalm 119, it tells us how directly, practically, we can live in the condition to learn to be one who praises God.
你要实际的活在神的面前。
If practically you want to live in the presence of God.
那在我们这一方面来说，你必须先走过做活祭的这一个做基础。 那就是罗马书十二章三所提到的那件事。
As far as we're concerned, if we want to be one who is living in that condition, we must go through the experience as in Romans chapter 12 to be a living sacrifice.
那二十七节那里是这样说。
So verse 27 there it says,
耶和华是神。
God is the Lord.
这个肯定了神的地位。
Of course, this acknowledges God's position. When we come into God's presence,
神不是只不神不是等着在那里，要把各种各样的祝福都赐给你。
God is not one that's forever waiting there for us to come to Him to bless us.
当然，他有这个心愿。
Of course, you have this desire.
但是你不能只有那个心愿，你就到神面前来，你说神呢，我要你。
But for us, we cannot only have that desire to come to God and say, I want you, God.
不，我们是到神面前来头一件事情。
But the first thing when we come into God's presence, to acknowledge that He is the Lord God.
你承认他的地位。
We acknowledge His position.
你承认他是万有之上的元首。
And we acknowledge He is truly the head of all.
所以你上层他所求的才有根据。
Then there's a foundation for what we seek before Him.
如果是一个普通人你求他。
If anyone in common, we ask Him.
他给你的帮助是非常有限。
And His help He extends to us is very limited.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神是乐意把他自己毫无保留的赏。
God is so willing, without any withholding, to give us all of Himself.
我们要活在神这个祝福里。
So we want to live under such a blessing of God.
我们的功课。
We have our lesson to learn.
什么功课？
What is that lesson?
用罗马书的话来说，就是做活祭。
In Romans words, is to be a living sacrifice.
在旧约的话语来说呢，就说的比较隐藏一点。
In the Old Testament, is put hiddenly here.
正如刚才我说了，他们你一提到。奉献他就想起哦耶和华的节期到了我们要到耶路撒冷去献祭。
And that's why I mentioned when we speak of offering in the Old Testament, they would think of the festivals of the Lord is near, so we have to go to Jerusalem to offer a sacrifice.
在他们的心里好像说时间到了我们要给个面子会给谁呢。
In the concept is that, oh, time has come, so we have to show some face, respect to God, so we have to do this.
他要我们献祭我们就去献祭了。
And He delights in our sacrifice, so we go and offer a sacrifice.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
诗篇119篇把新约的那一个非常宝贝的属灵的窍在这里做了一点的打开。
In Psalms here, then, it opens somewhat the door for us to see the precious desire of the Lord in the New Testament.
所以17节说了头一件事情，耶和华是神。
So the first thing in verse 27 is God is the Lord.
他光照了我们。
Which have showed us light.
那我们该怎么做呢？
Then what ought we to do?
弟兄姊妹注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我们理当用神说把祭牲牵到坛角那里。
Bind the sacrifice with cords even unto the horns of the altar.
你是我的神。
Thou art my God.
我要称颂你。
And I will praise thee.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个话是根据上文那件事情再重复。
These words are following the previous text to repeat itself.
理他光照了我们。理当用绳索把祭牲拴住牵到坛角那里。
God is the Lord which have showed us light, bind the sacrifice with cords even unto the horns of the altar.
弟兄姊妹留意到。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这里所说的跟在旧约里面献祭的事情有没有不太合。调和的地方。
What is spoken here is it somewhat not matching with the words concerning sacrifice in the Old Testament.
你留意一下的话你看到的。
If we pay attention, we'll see.
在旧约里头你要献祭。
In the Old Testament, when we're to offer,
你把祭牲带到会幕那里。
Now you bring the sacrifice to the tabernacle,
交给祭司。
And you hand the sacrifice to the priest.
祭司在门会幕门口把它宰了。
And the priest will slay the sacrifice by the tent.
然后就带到祭坛那边去烧。
And then brought to be burnt on the altar.
这里怎么说？
What does it say here?
你把祭牲活着的。带到坛角的。
So bind the sacrifice, the living sacrifice, to the horns of the altar.
不是在门口,
not by the tent.
是到了坛脚那里,
but the horns of the altar.
到了坛脚那里,
and on the horns of the altar,
那个祭牲还是活的,
the sacrifice still living.
那这, 这就印上新约里面说活祭。
So this will echo the fact, the matter of the living sacrifice in the New Testament.
那这就引出我们很要注意到了。
So this leads us to pay attention.
真正的献祭,
a true sacrifice,
不是只是烧一个牲畜给神。
It's not merely to burn an animal to God.
真正的献祭,
a true sacrifice,
是先把你自己放在神的手里。
But it's to first place yourself in the hand of God.
然后就如同这一个牲畜他应该在坛里烧掉但是神说不要烧留下来做活祭
Then we'll be asked this sacrifice here which ought to be burnt on the altar but no to be brought to the horns of the altar living to be a living sacrifice
在旧约里头他没有办法能领会什么叫做做活祭
Of course in the Old Testament there's no means for them to understand to be a living sacrifice
但是对我们新约里头的人来说呢
But for us in the New Testament
这个事情是清楚不过
This is so clear
这是我们进入与神更深入的交通的头一步
So this is the first step for us to enter into even a deeper fellowship with God
我们在神面前没有跨到这一步
If we do not take this first step before God
我们和神的关系呢、啊、多多少少还有一点遮隔在那
Then our relationship with God more or less will still have some obstacle
hindrance 当我们进到这一步
When we enter this step
我们做了活祭交在主手里。
When we are living sacrifice, to placed in the hand of the Lord, we thank the Lord.
主所有的一切。
Then all that the Lord has,
都因为这一个活的祭牲与他联合，也成了这一个祭牲所该有的。
Then the living sacrifice, because of this union with the Lord, then his all will become what this living sacrifice ought to have.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那因此十九是一百一十八篇最末了还是那几句话。
So at the end of Psalm 118, it is still those repetitive words.
你们要称赞耶和华。
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
你们要你要就遵从耶和华。
You have to exalt the Lord.
为什么
？Why?
因为耶和华是我们的神。
Because the Lord is our God.
你是我们的神。
Thou art my God.
你是我们的神。
Thou art my God.
你是我们的神。
Thou art my God.
所以我要遵从你。
I will exalt thee.
你们要称谢耶和华。
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
因他本为善。
For he is good.
他慈爱永远长存。
For his mercy endureth forever.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
主对他的百姓说了许多这样的话。
The Lord spoke so many of these words to his people.
然后就从十九篇一百一十九篇开始。
Starting then from Psalm 119.
就领他们进入。实际的学习和操练。
To lead them practically into a practical lesson.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想我今天晚上就和弟兄姊妹交通到这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here, brothers and sisters.
下礼拜回来我们就看119篇。
Now, next week when we return, we'll look at Psalm 119.
119篇是蛮长的一篇。
Now, Psalm 119, extremely long.
但是我还是盼望一次我们把它交通完。
But we'll finish Psalm 119 one time through.
但弟兄姊妹，你自己预备的时候，你就不要细心到每一句话都在那里斟酌。
So brothers and sisters, because of time, we cannot chew on every single verse.
试试看。
Try.
把十九篇里边，一百一十九篇里边的所提到的原则性的那几点。
But try to find all the points of principle throughout Psalm 119.
那个原则性的那几点是我们在神面前实际操练进入属灵的实际里的一个关键。
And those principle points is a key for us to enter practically into spiritual exercise.
那我们下礼拜就留意这个部分。
And we'll take note of this part next week.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let us have a time of prayer together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
我们不知道该怎么说，我们才能照着你的心意 来跟上去。
We do not know how to express ourselves, how we ought to follow you according to your heart's desire.
主啊，你不住地提醒我们，要称赞你。
You continue to remind us to praise you.
你不住地给我们光照，叫我们知道为什么要称赞你。
You continue to enlighten us, why is it we must praise you?
感谢主。
We thank thee, Lord.
你是神。
Thou art God.
你是我们的一切。
Thou art our all.
你是我们的创造者。
And you are our creator.
又是我们的结束的。末了的那一点。
And you're also the end of our all.
这一点就是把你的自己毫无保留的赏给我们做我们的产业。
And that you have given yourself fully to be our inheritance.
我们感谢主。
We thank thee, Lord.
主啊，但愿借着你自己的话。
Lord, through your own word.
你把隐藏在里面的心思向我们解开。
Your heart's desire hidden in your words reveal unto us.
也赏赐我们够用的力量来跟随你要我们学习的功课。
And grant us the sufficient strength to follow on the lessons you have for us.
敬拜赞美都要归给你。
And all praise and worship be unto you.
荣耀丰富原来就是你的。
And all glory and abundance and riches are yours.
我们知道永远还是要说荣耀称颂。归于你。
And even forevermore, we have to say, all glory and riches are thine.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look unto thee and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.